This is a HeadGum Podcast.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
It's all right. I'm already mad. Just go.
So I'm in his kind of like downstairs VR chamber with Peter Boyle just a couple years back. And he puts on the goggles and he's like, just wait and just like let it wash over you. I'm not going to give you any context or anything.
Oh,
just let it happen. So he puts on the goggles.
Keep going.
I'm on like a 360 treadmill. So I have like full mobility in this VR world. And I'm in the White House.
Stop. You're not.
And I look down and it seems like I am Jackie Kennedy.
No.
This is like 1961.
Don't tell me that.
And I'm given, are you reacting to something else? It doesn't seem like you're reacting to what I'm saying necessarily. And you have your hand up in a way.
Ace, stop. You're kidding.
Can you hear me?
Are
right
my
now?
Headphones on? Are my headphones, I thought I was going to be able to make it through the whole episode without asking, but are mine working?
Your headphones are on, yes. You mean, are they? Okay, so you haven't
are
been able to
activated?
Hear me.
Activated? No, but I know what we do generally.
Right.
It's like somebody tells a story, the other person goes like, oh, that's crazy.
You were really close.
Wow.
You were so close.
I could feel it. I'd just sort of watch your mouth, and there'd be these moments where I was like,
where
I jump
pause
in
for
here
you
with like
that.
A,
yeah.
like, this is interesting.
No, it was like keeping me going.
Yeah.
I'll give you the quickest rundown. I was in Peter Boyle had designed this VR experience where I play Jackie Kennedy. And so I show up in the White House as Jackie and I'm surrounded by like aides. And it
I
seems
can hear you.
You can just starting right now.
Yes. And we had a little conversation before.
And then it
and
dropped
I was
out
guessing
for a
during
second.
That. Yeah.
Okay.
And this now is working.
Hey, welcome to Hollywood
Handbook,
an insider's guide to kicking butt and dropping names in the red carpet lines back hallways of this industry we call showbiz. I can understand how that would be a difficult time for you to just jump in. So it's not your fault. Not your fault. Just like presidential aides. I was Jackie Kennedy.
Ah.
So aides to like the first lady.
Mm-hmm.
And it seemed like they had just finished asking me a question when I showed up in this world.
Yep.
And I had no context for what I was supposed to be doing. And they're all just like waiting for me to do like first lady stuff.
Yeah.
He didn't tell me anything I was supposed to be doing. So I ended up just kind of wandering out of the White House. It's a fully open world game. And so I just go home to my house in the game.
So
like
you're
Hayes
just Jackie
house.
Kenny. Oh yeah, and so
that's
like,
all I really know to do. I
and
just
your
go
parents
home.
And your wife are just kind of
everyone,
like,
everyone,
hi, Jackie.
Yeah, but they don't recognize me, and
sure.
So I have to explain that I am Hayes, but I'm in this VR world.
What year is it?
This is so yes, it's 1961. So at the time, yes, my wife is a little younger though.
Yeah,
I mean, it was
kind
of fun to see her. How I sort of that's how I remember her.
Uh-huh.
Really, is like I don't recognize this. The person at home. Now I remember my wife when she was
a little,
when she was 45 in 1961.
Yeah. Interesting. We have a big guest. Should we talk
huge,
about that?
Huge giant. It's Caitlin.
It's Caitlin.
Hi, guys.
Get over here.
Do I go by one name now?
Oh, you are Caitlin.
God, I'm
to
so
me,
much more famous than I thought I was.
Do you want your last name?
Nah. Let's just make it a mystery.
Yeah. It's one of the biggest Caitlins around.
Right?
Great. Yeah, I'll take it. I'll take it. I'd like
say,
to be the biggest Caitlin.
Yeah, I think you're, for me, you're up there, baby.
Really?
You ever type it,
oh, yeah.
You ever type it letter by letter into IMDb and see what it autocomplete?
Does it come
constantly
up?
Constantly Googling myself, my name, my face, all of it.
I tried it, and it happens. All you have to do is click the cursor in the search bar, and it says, oh, you're Caitlin Olsen?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, I'm wildly successful, and so... People are constantly looking up information.
And for some people, that would mean that you are like extremely, like very successful. But mm-hmm. I know the way you're saying it, which mm-hmm. is true, is you're mm-hmm. successful in a very wild way.
Yeah, like I'm crazy.
Yeah,
yes. Yeah.
You're
yeah.
like doing wild stuff.
I don't mean I'm very successful. I just
no,
mean
no. You
insane.
Are you are successful, yeah. and you are completely
like
out of control.
Like
very
a wild
like kooky
animal.
And
yeah.
Zany, extremely zany.
Yeah, well,
we can talk about this. You came in and you. Sat on the chair upside down. You did a headstand.
I know.
And
I was
you
like,
pulled the mic down and you said, this is how you use a chair?
And I went, wild.
Okay, I'm in for quite a ride.
Yeah. And then right after that, I was like, did you guys see that? Just to make sure.
Because you were upside down. You couldn't really tell.
Yeah, I just want to make sure you saw what I was doing.
Couldn't tell we were looking. And it's lame to, while you're doing it, be checking in a lot with your eyes.
That's right. So I just went ahead and I just asked. Because
And what did we say? Do you remember?
You guys were laughing so hard you could mm-hmm. barely talk.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
We have to sort of account for it. So we did an episode where Sean... So, Kevin, help me out with this.
The timeline stuff? We have to keep clarifying the timeline.
So, we explained to you before the show that this is tri-month. We're getting good guests, and we're trying really hard to do good episodes. And that's what you're seeing right now.
This is
maximum effort for us.
Good thing I did my upside-down chair bit.
Yeah, no kidding. Gave us something to kick it off. Mm-hmm.
But I said this to Kevin in the last episode, and I hate to say it again, and I really hate using this kind of language and coming down on Kevin so hard, but tri-month is turning into try-my-patience-month.
Oh, no.
And that kind of language Hayes doesn't normally use.
Oh, that's the kind of language that you don't normally use? Is it because it's negative?
Yeah, I don't. Yeah.
He wants
and also
only
that
positivity.
Kind of, and also that kind of wordplay is normally very hard for me to do.
Yeah, yeah. It's embarrassing.
It's gross. And
I see people do it all the time on these shows, and I just go like,
how did you
use it
that?
The normal
That's
way?
That's lazy. Or, yeah. That's lazy.
Maybe, yeah. I hope so, because I cannot figure it out. And even
I
Hayes
hope it's because it's too lazy for me.
This is the second time Hayes has done Try My Patience Month in front of me, and mm-hmm. I both times have gone into my mind to go like, do I have something like that? And the answer has been no.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Hey guys, Chef Kevin here. Technically, Weird Al did it on the first episode too.
He said that exact phrase?
Yeah.
And so that's where I got it?
I think so.
Oh, God, now you stole something.
Has anybody talked about patience?
But that's what Weird Al does. All he does is steal.
All he does is steal.
Right?
He steals melodies. He steals rhythms.
No, I know.
And that's the essence of a song.
Yeah, that's the way.
And words are whatever.
And he got rich off it. And he's getting away with it.
That's the way he got rich. And he got away. Well, maybe, is that rubbing off on you? Like, why are you doing it now?
To become a stealer?
I hate to think that.
To see the way he was living and to look at your own life.
You shouldn't have people like that in here if you're that influenced. You're that.
And I thought I was really going to be able to, like give him a stern talking to mm-hmm. and show him the error of his ways.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But he was just an intoxicating presence, and he did end up sucking me in mm-hmm. every possible way.
Now you're saying all the things that he says.
No, it's true. He was so magnetic and so erotic to be around mm-hmm. that ultimately I was not able to challenge him in the way that I wanted. And this is the problem with capitalism. It's seductive. Oh.
Yeah, you were aroused mm-hmm. by Weird Al. Mm-hmm. I get it.
It's a couple of them. Kevin, what is this? Is still happening in March? What order are all these things coming out in? Do we even know?
This episode is coming out this Tuesday.
Whoa!
I thought the last episode we did was coming out this Tuesday.
That episode is going to come out next Tuesday.
What must be
this
something
I'm
important
first?
To plug?
What happened between the last record and this one?
You didn't like the recording. He didn't like something that happened. Who messed up?
No one messed up. I just think this episode would be great on Tuesday, and the next episode would be great next Tuesday.
What probably happened is, Kaylin, did you give Kevin a little talking to about having to wait one Tuesday?
I called on the way in. I was like, look, I think it's more appropriate if I lead in Weird Al.
This is breaking my heart that you have Kevin's phone number and call him.
We talk like a lot.
That is... devastating.
You need to throw out your phone.
No. My kids were like, hey, Mom, you got to show this to Kevin. And so I texted him.
Your phone's infected.
Yeah.
Your phone.
He's been in there.
Yeah.
He's been rooting around.
Oh, he's
there.
A big name in our house.
Your phone's contaminated. You got to get a new one. And maybe just cycle through burners for a little while, because Kevin is the kind of number that sticks with you.
Really?
He'll be trailing you.
Wow. He really tricked me. Mm-hmm. So far, so good.
Caitlin. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Hi.
Hi.
It's so
Hi.
Nice.
You guys, thanks for having me. You jumped in with the high voice too.
Yeah, I did it.
That's good. I feel like we're a team.
To match, yes. I am something of a chameleon, and this is why I didn't have one particular friend group in high school.
Yeah, me too.
Have you met anyone like this?
Me. Oh, and see, you're doing it now.
No, I really...
I can see it happening.
She's
I
really am. Matching me.
No. This is just... I feel comfortable, so I'm good. Mm-hmm. But if Please. I'm having a meeting where someone is...
Please feel comfortable.
...super uncomfortable, I am so awkward.
Ah.
And then it makes me angry, because I'm like, why can't I just... Let them be awkward.
Yeah.
But yeah.
So let's talk about, so me. we had a meeting at a coffee bean a couple of weeks ago. Was it cool when you showed up and I pretended not to know who you are or that you were a celebrity? That's what I do in all my meetings. Did that work on you?
Yeah, you big timed me a little
bit. Yeah. I was like, oh, you're from...
Right. Like, well, it's weird when you walk in and you're meeting with a writer who you haven't met. You're supposed to recognize them, you know, you kind of just let me walk around for like a good 20 minutes. And then when you introduced yourself, you were like, I'm sorry, I've just noticed you were been wandering. Are you Caitlin? And so then I kind of, that made me very uncomfortable.
Right. But you were interested though.
Oh my God. It was very attracted. I was like, this is the guy.
That is what
this
hooks you.
This is the guy.
Yeah. Do you remember our meeting where I walked in and then very welcomingly, yes. And I wouldn't want you to.
Okay.
In a very welcoming way, I said, do you want a glass of water or anything? And you said, yes. And I said, me too. Why don't you run and get two waters?
Yeah, that was good too. That roped me in too. See, these are the surprises worked. That you don't want to admit that's going to get you, but
games.
It does. Games.
House of games.
Games.
The world is a house of games.
Games, yeah. Mm-hmm.
The world, a house of games, and all of us a player.
Oh, wow.
Caitlin.
Yeah?
You love acting.
You're addicted to the stuff. And I'll tell you what else. You're dang good at it.
Oh, my God. You guys.
And we want to see more of it.
Thank you.
Hey.
That's nice. Yeah, I like it.
But we got to freaking fix some stuff, too.
Oh, you got right? notes.
Let's talk about iconic roles.
Okay.
Sweet Dean.
Oh, God. It was so close. So close. Yep. Sweet D.
Mm-hmm.
She.
The return of the Mac.
Yes.
That was a little bit less close.
Mac. Tonight.
The Mick tonight.
Mac tonight.
No.
Mac and me.
That one was called the Mick, but it was only on for two seasons, so I can see how you maybe forgot the name. Two.
Doubled up.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Hey, that's one more season than most of the shit I've been working on.
Yeah?
Jesus Christ, yeah.
Just
and
one?
It was long,
just
it was one a bunch of episodes. Uh-huh. I've been doing one season, and often I'm not involved in the whole thing.
Oh, wow.
So that's...
That's tricky.
But, you would think, but it sort of just naturally happens.
But, I mean, you notice a trend with some of these shows, which is that Sean is asked to go home, and then the show gets canceled.
Gets shit-canned.
Oh.
So,
did they make a
mistake? Incorrectly diagnose what the issue was on the show. Perhaps the thing that was helping is actually what they got rid of.
Right. Well, I hope they learned their lesson.
I don't know. Everybody's doing fine, I guess.
So we got to figure out what we got to get figure out.
I got to figure out what I'm doing next.
Yeah.
I got Sunny. We're doing season 14 of Sunny.
Sunny.
This summer.
Sunny Balwani. With a chance of meatballs.
Sunny and Cher.
Sunny Balwani. Remember the number two at Theranos? He and Elizabeth Holmes were having a bit of a fling. Read Bad Blood?
Wow. No, there's a show on FX called It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Is that true?
Yeah, it's good. You know, we got Danny DeVito, so that's cool.
Yes.
You should check that out.
From Dumbo.
Danny DeVito from Dumbo is...
One of the tweens.
One of the tweens.
From Dumbo?
The shorter one.
One of the tweens.
Yeah. From Twins. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because there's tweens in Dumbo, too.
Dumbo's a tween.
And then
Dumbo's
they don't
tween?
Even follow his tween.
What happens to that flying little tween?
Probably got beat up or something.
Oh.
Because if you think about it, like, why wouldn't they show it in the movie?
And the new movie, I've seen it. Dumbo's a tween. He gets cyber bullied.
Yeah.
At the circus.
Oh.
Yeah.
I haven't seen it yet.
Obviously.
He gets cyber bullied. Somebody gets in access to his DMs and offers him peanuts and lure him away.
Oh, shit.
And then call him not nice stuff.
Did Danny ever read lines from, did he ever like read lines from Dumbo with like on set? Did he ever, was he ever
confused?
Was he ever preparing to
let him get it out? Jesus, Caitlin. Well, the guy's asking a well-formulated question and you're jumping down his throat.
I was trying to help him. He was just stuttering all over the place.
That's not how I interpreted
no.
it. Now he's got a great
and
question.
And
now,
it is
Hayes,
our
take
show.
Your time.
Okay, yeah, last time. I checked, it was our show. And well, I am actually the one doing the interviewing. So okay. If I could just get back into it. Was he, we'll did see. He ever,
did go he, ahead.
When he, was he ever doing Dumbo and did he ever do it on the set? Did he ever say?
We'll take it from it. So Danny did Dumbo. Well, Danny did Dumbo, so, and you're working with him and on your show. And is he going, when he do, right, Hayes?
Yes.
Doing the show going, that's Dumbo for him.
Are you guys done?
Nope.
Okay.
And he's friends with Dumbo, and is he saying that?
Is he saying on our set that he's friends with Dumbo? Is that the question?
Not exactly.
No.
Yeah, I guess I'm not getting it.
Yeah, I guess not.
We can move on.
Let's just move on, because you're stonewalling us on this one.
Okay.
You were saying before you never did Comedy Bang Bang? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was saying that before. Yeah. I've never done it.
Yeah. Oh, good. That's so rich for us. That's so juicy.
Do you like that?
I haven't figured this out.
Well,
we love that.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
We love it. And
are you guys arch nemeses?
It's hosted by a guy you've never heard of named Scott Aukerman. And he is listening to this right now. Mm-hmm. And he's listening to you say that you hate his show.
And he's squeezing his hostess cupcake so hard that all the filling's shooting out of it
when he hears you say that. Yep. I didn't say that, though. I think he's super funny. And I would love to do his show.
Yeah. Okay,
but I'm stuck here on this one right now.
But you can't because it sucks.
Engineer
so
Devin,
bad.
We're going to use our edit. We're going to use our one edit.
We get
to
one edit.
We get one edit per show.
We signed a new contract
new deal.
Recently.
I'll throw some stuff out there.
Oh no!
Some more stuff.
Oh, okay. Do you want to just do them all right now?
Yeah, do you want to do
just
it?
Just get it, like,
because we get one drop.
No thanks.
Okay, she's saving it. Damn, I didn't know this was going to be so adversarial,
but
I'm loving it.
Iconic
I'm
roles.
Loving the energy.
We have to do new iconic roles for you.
You're going
to
come up with the next project I should do.
Catwoman. Chelsea Clinton. Chelsea Clinton.
Catwoman. Chelsea Clinton is Catwoman.
She's Catwoman. Think about it. Catwoman is always somebody who you don't know. So when she's not being Catwoman, what is that movie?
In the
also,
other movie,
Chelsea Clinton, not quite enough for a movie.
Mm-hmm. In the other movie, she takes off the Catwoman mask, mm-hmm. and I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
Who is that?
I can put it back on.
So you're saying I play Chelsea Clinton, who is Catwoman?
Who is Catwoman?
Correct.
Nice, right?
Okay.
People are mad at you. You did something. I'm not totally clear. Or maybe you didn't. They're pissed. Uh-huh. You go ahead. You throw on the Catwoman mask. You go. Check this out.
Uh-huh.
Climb, whatever.
Climb.
Well,
is it a political movie? I mean,
would you like it to be?
Well, I just don't know why. Why are we choosing Chelsea Clinton? Maybe
we don't want someone who's so interesting that you don't want them to be Catwoman.
Yeah,
but we do want someone you know. It's got to be too. It's got to really thread the needle where the person you wouldn't want to watch a whole movie about them, but you're willing to watch them if you know they're going to be Catwoman soon. Uh-huh. You also don't want to be pissed when they stop being Catwoman.
Okay, but it wouldn't just be like me playing just like a character you don't know who's playing Catwoman.
No, you need to be two characters that you do.
I do like that.
Yeah.
I do like that.
See?
Could we meet Catwoman? Who is Chelsea Clinton? Could we, I would love to be introduced and just be
I'd
able
love
to spend
to speak
a little
with.
Bit. Can we speak with her?
Catwoman, who is Chelsea Clinton?
Yeah, I mean, I
wow.
could humor you, but here's the
Whoa.
Thing. I think it's a really, like, not an idea that's smart. Or that's something that I would ever actually
You have the
entertain.
Range?
I didn't say that.
No.
I didn't say that.
No.
I just think it's a
very
like a stupid idea.
Interesting that you didn't say it.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't say it, but you kind of did it in a way, right? Mm-hmm.
And so when you say stupid, do you just mean kind of you don't get it?
Like I'm calling myself
stupid?
You
know stupid? Chelsea is?
Yeah, yeah. I'm familiar with who Chelsea Clinton is.
Would you rather it be Chelsea Handler?
Funnier.
You think Chelsea Handler is funnier than Chelsea Clinton?
Okay.
I'm guessing. I've never. Chelsea Clinton's
now
never
I'm
made
getting
me laugh.
Pissed. Now I'm actually getting fired up and pissed. So you have somebody you don't know, and you're just guessing that Chelsea Handler's funnier than them.
And I'll say this. I don't think we should be pitting women against each other. Sorry.
Thank you.
I'm sorry. I support all their whole thing.
I don't think all of it.
I think they all, whatever they do, is great.
I feel like that's like just you throwing that out there to cover yourself.
What?
Do you support women fighting with each other? Because that's part of it.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
That's a part of it. All
of it. I'm cornered here. I am cornered, and I've already used my edit.
He doesn't.
Wow.
No,
this is what I was warned about.
You don't need to.
I hope I hear from Scott Aukerman's people soon.
It's Scott Aukerman. That's the people.
Mm-hmm. That's fine.
His people are him.
I'll leave my phone number for him just in case he wants to reach out.
Okay. We know he can get it through Kevin.
Mm hmm. Okay. So
I just have to send you didn't like that role. Text. Sorry, came through from my kids. I got to pass it on to Kevin. Hang on one second. Okay.
Kevin, what's the text say?
It's a meme.
Yeah. Other kids, you know.
Yeah.
What's the meme?
That's funny, man.
What's the meme?
It's a clown turning the lights off, and it just
says. That's not a meme. What you're describing is not a meme.
What does it say?
It's cute.
Lights off, kids.
That's not.
Oh, gosh.
It's not a meme.
You know, they don't always have to make sense. You know, the kids are 6 and 8.
This makes too much sense. All it does
it's
is
so
make
literal.
Sense. There's no play on it.
I just mean it doesn't make sense why they would send that particular dumb meme to him, but right. That's not my fault.
And dumb and stupid and all these words you're using, but you know that we are very positive on this show.
Okay. Well, you're getting me going. You're riling me up.
Okay, and that's good. I love that you're in that space because we're going to get a better performance for, obviously not the Chelsea Clinton Catwoman movie, and that's just
but
not
as soon as you
yours.
Agree to do something.
But then, when you do something, this will God, all, you're going to rip into it.
We're just putting money in the bank for deposit for later withdrawal.
When you were clearing up the timeline before with Kevin.
Yeah.
And saying like, hey, this is coming out Tuesday, next Tuesday. Was it because you wanted
it's like
to
freaking
again?
Memento on this show.
Did
honestly.
You want to again?
Listening to this show is like watching Memento.
It is. It is. If you even.
So you're like, when is this happening?
One big puzzle.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Oh, yeah. And it, and then afterwards you go like, I think that was cool. I liked the
who
tattoos.
Goes like that? The listener? Or you?
I do.
Oh.
I sort of on the ride home go like, I think that was kind of cool.
Right.
Were you asking him because you were going to once again clarify the timeline that in 2 weeks there will be an episode where I call in basically during the delivery of my baby?
Yeah.
And that this show is in fact taking place
with the
baby.
The baby is in the world. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
This would be fun for the fans to kind of stitch together to like do like a flow chart. Mm. And they'll probably use that gift that everyone uses of
lights out.
Lights out cloud.
Mm-hmm.
Ah, lights out clown. So,
or the guy from the show. There's a guy from the show with Sweet Dean's friend,
D,
who is
the Dean Scream. One of the most,
and he's
famous
looking at all
the
papers
show.
On the wall, and he's like,
Charlie.
Ah,
right.
Mm.
Hayes, actually.
Oh,
we. Have to do it. What's another iconic role?
There's the Lights Out Clown. Obviously, we could do a movie about that.
Yeah.
It's something that I know you already like.
Mm.
Andy Richter.
What about him?
You play Andy Richter in a movie
about the Lights Out Clown.
Okay.
Andy is being the Lights Out Clown.
Yeah.
You're playing Andy.
Yeah.
Am I getting through to you?
Yeah, you're suggesting I play Andy Richter, who is a lights out clown.
I think that can be part of, I think we want to span his whole career.
He starts as the lights out clown, you know, then he does other shit.
Is it like a sketch comedy show? I mean, why am I playing a dude?
No, this is a movie. You got to aim higher than this.
I do?
Yes.
I am.
You're trying to
I'm
do
aiming
a sketch
way higher than that.
You're okay. Way past the sketch comedy show.
I know. That's why I'm confused why you want me to play a man. Like, well, it doesn't... What do you...
Okay. Wow.
What? You're not allowed to say that?
You stepped in it. You're not allowed to say
2019
that. You're not allowed to say that someone should play something or that they shouldn't.
They couldn't.
Maybe we could say, since the timeline is all messed up, to cover that up, we can say that it's like 2002.
Oh,
in
yes.
this episode.
That is helpful for me.
That's a lie.
Do you want to hear something, Sweet Dean, about...
It's D.
Interesting, that maybe would give you an idea for a role, is something that my baby's been talking to me about.
Is he's 5 days old.
Is saying that the famous boss baby from that movie works for him.
Really?
So he's the boss baby's boss. Is that a movie?
That I would do.
All right.
Okay.
Yeah, now I'm in.
CEO baby.
Yeah. Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that is interesting. So then we start on the boss baby and we sort of pull out to see the top of the building. And you're going, hey, boss baby, well, give me those numbers.
Right.
So what else?
You are playing this baby in your mind?
Yeah, I'm playing the CEO baby.
You could do it.
I think you could do it.
It should be a girl baby.
It's 2019.
I agree.
Yes.
It was 2002, and now we're cutting back into 2019.
Good.
So let's say for sure, we've had 17 years to marinate on ideas for you. The boss baby's boss, number one. Come on. So can I speak to the boss baby's boss for a moment?
Yeah, give me a second. There's a whole thing that has to happen.
And in the meantime, do you mind if I eat this sort of granola cup with almond butter?
Put the granola cup down.
Oh, wow.
It's driving me nuts.
Oh, no. The boss baby's boss is here.
I'm getting in character.
Very, very mean. And she has pulled her shirt over her head like Cornholio.
Uh-huh. I'm hungry.
Do you want
someone
a granola
bring me
cup?
A granola cup.
Well, I have one.
You have one?
I just...
Who does
it
go
to? It was sort of hectic getting out of here this morning, like... And because
if I have to say it one more time,
okay,
get in the elevator.
I guess I'm expecting more baby stuff.
Push level 23. Get the granola cup, puree it in a blender.
Okay, that's for
all right.
Pour it into milk.
Working.
Give it to me.
Ah! Wow! Wow! Too loud.
This movie is a little too loud.
Oh yeah. Well, you wanted me in it, right?
Yeah,
I don't know how to be quiet.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah.
Well, maybe we can do something.
That's a scoop.
That's a what?
Comedy Bang Bang doesn't have that. That's a scoop.
Oh.
She doesn't know how to be quiet?
Mm-hmm.
Come on. We'll do that.
We'll give that to the Daily Express.
Think about that.
Sorry, that one is sold to the Daily Express.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well,
thank you very kindly.
You guys got me.
So that's one movie in the can, but that's animated, and I'd rather see that face on screen.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right,
and I'm picturing now, I'd rather see it up there.
Me too.
You don't want to play Chelsea Clinton. You don't want to play Andy Richter.
No. Mm-hmm.
But we're finding our range. This is like when I'm out shooting hoops. And I throw one so hard it bounces off, hit me in the head. And then I throw the other one, it barely leaves my hand. I go, now I got my range.
Right.
So what is in between Andy Richter and Chelsea Clinton?
As Catwoman.
Andy Richter as the clown and doing his whole career. A lot of it, Andy Barker, P.I., that whole era, and Chelsea Clinton doing Catwoman. So what's right in between those? I think we all know the answer.
Dumbo's tween.
That's right. The story they didn't want to tell.
That's right.
Now, Danny can introduce you.
Yeah, to the tween?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Of course he can.
So this, and wait, in this version, you're saying Dumbo has a tween child.
Mm-mm.
No, Dumbo is a tween.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, Dumbo is a twin.
Dumbo's twin, but...
Oh, okay, a twin.
Yeah.
You want to play, but this to me also feels like it would likely not be your face on screen.
Yeah, I keep gravitating towards...
Would be confused, yeah.
Yeah.
I have a pitch.
Too modest.
Okay.
Couple guys are at the bar watching the game.
Damn, I'm loving this.
Ian Wings, and
blue-collar boys.
Yeah, and they say, bartender, pour me this beer.
Is it Buffalo Wild Wings?
I don't think we can get that.
Okay. Yeah, I don't think so either. I was going to say that.
I referenced the tilted kilt in a recent episode, but I don't think people really recognize that either. So it's just a bar. We're inside. We don't have to see the outside.
It's a bar. Yeah.
Door flies open. And like the wind is like blowing in their face and they're like, oh my God, it's Danica Patrick.
Oh.
And then they look over. It is you playing Danica Patrick.
What? Why do I have to play other people?
What do you mean?
And other famous people.
You want a movie about you?
Well, no, I would like to just be a character.
She is something of a character if you've actually seen some of these ads.
She's a Chelsea Handler type in your parlance.
So she walks in and she's like, bartender, I'll take that beer instead of those guys. And she drinks it instead.
Right.
Chugs.
Right. Maybe some of it spills out a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. We're getting into it.
And then the screen freezes and it says, to see the full movie, go to GoDaddy.com.
Are we thinking this is
possible?
Oh,
so it's just a trailer.
It is sort of a trailer. It's the beginning of the movie.
So I'm doing the movie, not just the trailer?
Yes.
Okay. I like that. But I you had me with the bar and the guys ordering a drink and the door flying open and it's really windy. And in flies Dumbo's twin.
Okay.
But it doesn't have to be animated. It could be me in costume.
In costume.
On cables.
On cables.
Practical effects.
I miss that. Are you afraid of being pigeonholed as being in a bar?
Right.
Right. We should set it in a bar.
Are we stuck?
Or do we make it like a hotel bar?
Classy bar.
Yes.
Not a dive bar.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I haven't really cornered the entire bar market yet.
And this is what I'm thinking is, it's not too jarring.
Mm-hmm.
People aren't going to be like, what the fuck?
Yeah, what's she doing here in this movie? She's supposed to be on TV. And it's
I'm watching this.
At least there's a bar.
And is it, instead, do we like get even farther away from it? And instead of a hotel bar, it's a hotel breakfast bar.
Oh, like a buffet.
Yes. And it seems like Dumbo could potentially go ham on that, literally.
And what's on the menu? Cold pizza.
Oh.
That's so good for breakfast. Cold pizza the day after.
It's kind of dive bar-ish, and we want to stay away from that.
Ah,
but I do like Dumbo flying in and just going straight for the mimosas and wrapping a champagne flute in his cute little trunk.
Okay.
Yes. So this is Dumbo's twin sister. Thank you very much.
Sorry.
And now I really believe it doesn't have to be animated because we're saying twin sister, so they're obviously not identical twins. And at that point, it could just be you.
Yeah,
what we're really describing is Jack and Jill. I mean, that is something that Jill would do is roll into the hotel breakfast bar and
scoop. Do you remember the Sandman doing Jack and Jill?
No.
Okay. Adam Sandler, the Sandman, did movie.
I wonder
Jack
why
and
you're
Jill.
Pretending not to remember this movie.
I remember it. I didn't see it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, I know what you're talking
Spicy
about.
Spicy peppers people are eating. Jill would go run and hide in the woods and cry in the woods when upset.
Oh, of course.
Was a character trait.
Okay. That's so, what girls do.
Well, that's what we found out.
I guess so.
So, and Al Pacino, intoxicated by Jill. Love. He's doing a Dunkin' Donuts commercial and he falls in love with Jill.
Oh, yeah.
So all of these things say to me, let's just do Jack and Jill.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
why are we working so hard with this Dumbo twin thing?
You guys.
But not with Dumbo.
No, get rid of Dumbo. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I'm Jack and Jill.
Mm-hmm. Well, but you didn't want to play a man in 2002 when we first discussed this.
Yeah, but I've really evolved since then.
And, I love that.
As long as I can play a man and a woman.
Mm-hmm. And you can play Al Pacino, too.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Well, we're not going to get him.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, not even close.
No. I'm starring in it.
Why would we get Al Pacino?
No. Yeah.
Okay, great. So we've got a movie. We've got a rich character for you. Are you going to do Pop Album this year? Because we have been trying to sing songs on the show a lot. People like that better than when we're doing comedy.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
We just play a song.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't think it's boring when people really have an angle, but when they're kind of feeling around for a light switch in the dark, which is really what this show is, I think that...
Lights off clown this here, every episode.
The lights off clown shows up right before we start recording, and he does a very good job. So what we were wondering is, are there any songs that you want to sing for us?
Oh, God.
For your pop album?
And it can be covers.
Oh, God, you guys.
What? What's the matter?
No, for my pop album.
What, you want to do more of like a country folk thing?
I don't want to do an album.
Don't want to do an album? How are you going to play Jack and Jill?
Afraid of success. Right, am I getting that?
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
Self-sabotage.
Right? Yeah. Yes.
Doesn't want to sing a song on fear. The Hollywood Handbook podcast with Hayes and Sean. Oh,
Anna Paquin has an entire pop show now on the Pop Network.
Really?
You believe that?
It's called Flack.
Always one-upping me.
Mm-hmm. Yep, you and Paquin, you've been neck and neck. And now she has struck a mighty blow.
Mm-hmm.
Are you going to counterpunch or are you going to lay on the mat?
All right, what should we sing?
Okay, well, good call. Yes, what should we sing?
Mm-hmm. Like, and does it have to be a parody song? Sometimes we don't even do that anymore. Sometimes we just...
sing a song.
Mm-hmm. And we don't have don't have to get the rights to it if it's a comedy show.
Mm. Really? Because they don't take it seriously.
And if we learned that if we talk loud enough over it, then the bots that are searching for copyright violations cannot hear it.
Kevin, what are some songs?
What are some song ideas?
Angel by Shaggy.
I like that one pretty well. Mm. But I don't know if the way I do it when I sing along in the car is offensive.
Shaggy might be off the table for
us. My first reaction was, yes, go do it now. But then
your head kicked in.
If it was 2002, we would absolutely sing Angel by Shaggy and do the Shaggy impression. But I think Shaggy's off the table for 2019 because we are going to be sort of fighting our instincts.
Let's play it safe.
I felt the bullet graze me.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Kevin, try to trap me with another one.
Bootylicious by Destiny's Child.
I don't know about that. Kevin, what about, I got the feeling that Caitlin really likes Smashing Pumpkins. You got anything by them?
How did you know? Yes.
We're really forcing this into the show now.
Yeah.
Right?
Should we not do it at all?
Maybe.
Let's do something else.
Right? We don't have to keep doing
that. That's the nice thing about the Lights Out Cloud.
Right. He knows how to pivot.
He gives you a real opportunity to just say, hey, couldn't find the song.
Yeah.
Let's do something else.
That's right.
Do you have baby advice?
Yeah, please.
Of course I do.
Especially for this freaking wild man I got. I got to say this. I love my baby.
Yeah.
One of my best friends. He sounds like a loser when he's crying. He's like screaming crying.
Oh.
Like, okay. I'm like, it's that you sound like a fucking dork, dude.
Oh.
Like, because I'm going, for me, sure, I cry sometimes, but I get way down in.
Right. You're getting stuff out. His cry is just superficial.
It's up. Uh-huh. It's up in his nose. Like, yeah. It's not what we want.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking for him to really get down in this.
So do you have any crying
tips? You want him to be manly when he's crying.
Come on.
What do you sound like?
Me?
Mm-hmm.
I get pretty guttural also.
Oh, can we?
Yeah,
can
I
we,
really
can
let
we
it
meet?
Go. Really
that,
gets
okay, that wasn't
even
that
that's
guttural.
Better than what he's doing.
It wasn't?
I don't think
it
so.
It came from my gut, if that helps.
To
I'm
me,
never it, like a... I don't really like...
Yeah, his is more almost... And it's,
he's like whining.
It starts... It sounds like somebody's setting off a firework. It's like... It's like not... I go, not
bro.
In my house.
Yeah. You know what you could do maybe is put headphones on him and play like really deep, loud, manly crying noises.
Yeah, just to, maybe which so, I have some of that.
Because he's a baby. He needs to learn this stuff. You've got
That's
to teach him.
Fair.
How's he supposed to know?
I maybe haven't been giving him enough credit for being a baby.
How many days old?
5.
Yeah, so he just needs to learn how to cry
this
in a more
day
attractive
five,
way.
Huh? Yeah. Oh, no, wait. Really 4? I mean, he was born on the 12th.
So
that's
not
days.
Even really 4 days, actually 4 days.
Yeah.
And he was born the night of the 12th, so not
He's
even
not even
4
days. Days old.
Yeah.
You got to cut him some slack. Mm-hmm. And one thing that might help too is when he does start crying like that, you just cry louder and deeper in his face.
I was pissed that he ended up, we were in there ready for him to be born, and he missed 311 by one day. Because imagine it. you do a 311 theme birthday party every year. Mixed up.
Amber is the color of your energy. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
That is annoying. My my littlest one was due on April Fool's Day.
Oh, and for a comedian,
it was so great. Oh, and then he went ahead and just stayed in there for four more days.
He's doing a joke on you. Yeah. That's a real. That was the joke.
I was.
So he missed 311 by a day and Pi Day by 2 days, mm-hmm. but it was free. IHOP Pancakes Day.
Oh.
So.
Did you look
up? It was a sweet week because there's mm-hmm. all around you. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're going to land on something pretty good.
Have you considered doing crying training with him? Where, like, you can play the masculine crying sounds, but if you put on the song 15 by Five for Fighting, I think. Is that them?
Five for Fighting?
Yes. 15 is now.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Isn't that them?
Oh, yeah.
And then he's going to be going like for.
They say Superman, right?
I think so.
I can't stand to fly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. You remember that?
I do.
You like that?
Nope.
Okay.
No.
So that's your baby advice is maybe put headphones in low crying. 15, we're going to play.
But I strike.
Is there anything else?
Mine is actually very good. No one asked me, but like when I, like if you, do you want to just get this masculine crying sound? Devin, can we do like that's a separate file for this?
That's the sound you make when you cry.
That's the crying sound, huh?
Uh-huh. And I thought about some sad stuff in my own life
to get there.
Mm-hmm.
I'm realizing I've heard you cry before.
What stuff?
Yeah.
My wife is really old.
She was 45 in 1961.
Right? I don't know if you heard my story from the beginning.
I did,
but
yeah,
yes, she has become extremely old.
I remember
and
that.
And that's a challenge.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, she's probably on her way out at this point.
Jesus, Caitlin. He fucking knows that.
Sorry, yeah. That's where that came from, that horrible noise.
Rub his face in it?
But it's not, I can go back and visit her in this VR world that Peter Boyle has created.
But the baby version of it.
But unfortunately, when I come back and forth, things are different. I can change reality in the past, and when I come back, things change.
Wow. What's the biggest thing you've changed? Like, what about my life is different that I haven't noticed was change?
You know Shakey's Pizza?
No.
In Hollywood, you know it?
Of course I do.
Yes. I do.
You do.
Now I do.
That used to be called Snakey's Pizza.
Whoa!
Oh, wow. That's huge.
I came back from my last trip, and now it is called Shakey's, which, like, I guess is better. I don't know. I don't know if it's better or worse.
I'll say this. They're both pretty bad.
Yeah. Neither one sounds
none of
really,
it is really
like
pizza related.
Yeah.
I wonder if
not at all.
Someone else went on like a really damaging VR journey to the past and changed something
to that.
Like, in more serious ways.
I have gone to the past.
Mm.
And
what'd you see?
I went to what at the time was known as a Pizza Hut.
Oh, because the pizza's hot.
Okay,
that makes
yes. way more sense.
And now it's a hut, which mm-hmm. I don't know how that
Did
happened.
Did you do that?
I know it was different when I got back, mm-hmm. but I don't remember doing anything in particular.
Have you been to the past?
Yeah, that's so weird. It's just so strange that all these pizza places keep changing. But my favorite place back in the 50s to have pizza was Dammit Ho's. And
I can see why.
Ah, yes.
That changed.
Well, I think just the time, you got to change with the times. It's
yes.
not appropriate.
So that might have not even been you doing anything in the past.
No.
It might have just been.
No, I was just eating there.
Yeah.
It, but.
And then now, of course, it's called Papa John's.
Yep. That's right.
Classic reversal. Tell them what you're going to do, but then surprise them with the way you do
that
it.
That really did.
It was so
unexpected is
sweet.
What it was.
Well, because it was a structured joke.
Mm-hmm.
And we still like those every now and then, don't
yeah,
we?
Yeah, but mm-hmm. you gotta get surprised every now and
yes.
then.
Yes.
Right? Keep you on your toes.
I love surprises. And so I guess what else? Any other baby advice just in terms of like what I should be doing?
More podcast?
Exercising. Should I be podcasting instead of spending time with him? This is now, as we said, day four. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I
and
told you what.
You're here. You were telling me that you were on the phone in the bathroom in the hospital, like as your wife was about to deliver the baby.
Stay tuned. 2 weeks, that episode drops.
According to Kevin.
Or three. Oh, no.
Kevin seems to be very unreliable.
He has something planned. Can't you tell?
Yeah, but I can't figure out for the life of me what it is.
I know.
Or how I'm supposed to keep track.
His motivations are divided. He's obviously got a conflict of interest. I don't know what he's...
I think he's a mole?
I've thought about that, and I've been rewatching the Celebrity Mole.
I've been watching this Fred Savage scene from Austin Powers 2.
Mm-hmm.
Right. It's reminding you?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Who throws a shoe? Come on.
That's from the first one.
Yeah, but... Oh, from 2?
Yeah. I believe Fred Savage is only in the second one, Spy Who Shagged Me.
Is he not in the first one?
Devin, I don't see you
typing.
Can we
talk to Fred about this?
Can we please speak to Fred?
And when we ask Fred this question.
Fred, were you in both Austin Powers movies? Fred says no, it's just the second one.
Oh, okay. I definitely thought we were going to hear you do Fred's voice.
No.
You sent him the freaking meme?
Mm-hmm.
Which is it, Devin?
It's a classic.
I'm not seeing him. Is it?
You're not seeing him at all.
He takes every opportunity to just perform.
It might just be the third. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Third.
But I was definitely closer to right.
Oh yeah.
It was advice. Yeah. Would you like to promote anything? Any baby advice?
Yeah. You said that.
I want to promote some baby advice first.
That would be great.
Please.
Yeah. I was going to say that. But the way that you disappeared, like right before she was going to push the baby out.
Yeah.
That's always a good thing to do. Like if you smell that there's a dirty diaper or something like that, just go.
Go do a podcast.
You just go say you've got work
actually,
to do.
Yes. That is this morning. There was a diaper situation and I was already running late.
Yeah.
And
so sorry. But it always needs to be like that you really want to. You know what I mean? Like I really want to do this. But
so I shouldn't have said that's my cue.
That'll give you away.
That
holding your
is
nose,
suspicious.
And, yeah,
putting a clothespin over your nose.
Yeah,
being like, "Ugh,
gross! Mm-hmm. Get it away from me."
Yeah. Okay.
But it was nice for you and your husband were working on the same show, so you could both go to work.
When
you smelled a dirty diaper.
Yeah, but we brought the baby. I was feeding the baby.
And the baby's
with my body.
There. Yeah. Okay, from the body.
Straight from the body.
Been seeing the baby doing this too. Eating from a body.
How do you feel about that? Is it weird?
That's insane.
It's kind of awesome, right?
All of it has been pretty crazy.
Yeah, it's real crazy.
Well, when they come out, that's what was in there.
Yeah, the whole time.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, you're seeing this guy and you go, that was it?
Yeah, all curled up in a ball.
That was there for
that's
like a
what
while.
It was. Yeah. And there's such a mystery for so long. Like, what is in there?
Yeah, did it have hair?
Freak me out.
Yeah.
Yes.
Really?
Mm. Hair.
That's so weird. Mine were bald. There's something about that that's so weird. There's hair on the head.
A lot of hair on the head. We'll see if it stays. A lot of hair on the head.
In high school.
Not really eyebrows. So I go like, what's this choice?
Oh, no.
I have a question for you. In high school, my drama teacher said that when his wife gave birth, he lactated. Did you?
What?
Did you do that?
Whoa, that is dramatic.
Just a little bit. He said a little bit from both nipples.
That's
from
a lie.
Both nipples.
That man lied to you. What else did he do to you?
I didn't check. No, I'm the one with the predatory teacher.
Oh, yes, that's right.
But go ahead. He taught you.
You're looking at it. You're watching it.
He's performing right now.
Wow.
Yes, always performing.
God, what a genius that man was.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You didn't do that, did it, Rob?
Did I what?
Did he make a milk?
Did he bust from his nipples?
Did he bust from his nipples?
Did he, no,
I don't think so.
Did he blast off?
No, he didn't mention it. He didn't mention it.
If he did, he didn't. Yeah, because if I did it, that's for me.
But you could see, if he was wearing like a Heather Gray t-shirt or something, you could probably really tell.
The worst color for liquids.
It really shows
kind of fluids.
Up.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I don't think he did. He did go and take a shower when I was in labor because he didn't feel fresh.
Okay.
Yeah.
And why do we think he might have gone to do that?
Oh, do you think he lactated?
Milk
he got to wash the milk.
His nipples.
Just spraying everywhere. He had to go wash that shirt.
Why do you think I went and did a phone call?
Yeah.
You know?
It's embarrassing.
Freaking milking. So do you want to plug anything?
You know, I do a show called It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Yes.
We're back for season 14.
Yes. Longest running show.
Live action comedy.
That's nutso.
Pretty crazy, right?
Cool.
There's that. And then that's it for now.
I'm friends with Patrick Walsh. He was on the show before.
I love Patrick Walsh.
A couple times.
He's a good guy. A
couple times. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Funny guy.
What else about that show? That's my biggest connection.
That's it?
That's as close as I can get.
You're making me feel like you've never seen it.
Are you kidding me?
No.
The gang does this. The gang.
What?
Remember when the gang is
what?
Trying to. There's this device in which the gang is always up to something, aren't they?
Yeah. Well,
I'm friends with Howard from the show.
Howard?
Hmm.
Howard who?
Oh, you don't even know Howard from the show?
I have a feeling you don't know.
Below the line.
I just said his name. You just said that you don't
Howard
even know his
who?
Name.
He's very vague on the show.
Well, you know
he's
what?
One of the main guys.
Okay.
The main ones.
You should tune in. It's funny. It's
Howard,
a funny
Howard,
show.
Howard Howardton.
Okay. Howard Howardton.
Yeah,
I'll tell Howard that you said hello.
Yeah, from
please.
Both.
Yes,
yeah,
from both.
From both.
From both.
And if Pat, and if you see Pat.
Yeah, he doesn't work on our show anymore.
But no,
what happened
course.
There?
Yeah, what happened there?
He moved on.
Messed up.
I don't know. I don't know. Mm-hmm. I'm not in charge of the writer's
you're
room.
You're still cleaning up the mess?
Still trying to put the pieces back together.
Mm-hmm. And of course, if I were to ask someone like Sonny Lee, he would say it's not always sunny in Philadelphia.
Oh,
because he doesn't work there anymore.
He doesn't
either.
Work there anymore.
Mm-hmm.
But he's what got the there? Name in common.
Wonder what happened there.
I don't know, guys. Both very, very funny. Funny guys. Good
different.
People. Just different. You know what? We just had a different idea.
Just different. Yeah, a different idea of how to do the show from either of those guys.
Neither one wrong. Neither one right. Just different.
Just different. And that's sometimes it's best to just wash your hands
sometimes.
Of one another and say never again.
It's best for you
best
to go
of
on.
Luck.
And you do your own thing that you think is funny.
Mm.
You know? And we'll just
and
keep
I'm sure
going
it is.
On
I'm sure
for,
it is funny.
For 14 plus years.
I used to have a writing partner. You know, when we broke up, he went to write for the Mick.
Uh-oh.
What do you think about that?
What was his name? Is this true?
Dominic.
Oh, really?
Dominic, yep.
Oh, he left you behind.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he left me behind.
Sorry about that. Yeah. But you got this.
For a show.
But yeah.
You got this.
That's nice to think about. I've got this.
That's right.
What has he got? Money.
Right, yeah.
And you have a movie coming out. Where you play Chelsea Clinton, the Catwoman.
Yep, I have that in the works. No release date yet, but I'll let you go. I'll send a.
That's how they do it now. It just shows up in your iTunes or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
No
you
release
don't actually,
date.
And you
just
don't really
go,
have to
oh,
do
this
it.
Is automatically on my phone.
Is that instead of First Daughter, it's called Fist Daughter? Is that correct?
Fist Daughter?
Because of the fighting.
No.
Bye.
That's not going to go. That's not going to. Standards and Practices is going to go ahead and veto Fist Daughter.
We said bye.
Bye.
Oh, bye. Oh, bye.
Hollywood Handbook.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.